Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How to Build Sustainability into Your Business Strategy is a practical business book by Lee Stewart that positions sustainability as a core strategic function rather than a standalone compliance task aimed at business leaders. It translates ESG and sustainability concerns into operational and governance decisions that can be used by organizations ranging from small firms to large enterprises. The book is built around Stewart's Triple C framework: confidence, commitment, and consistency. This framework guides readers from understanding the sustainability issues relevant to their business to prioritizing the most material topics through stakeholder engagement, and then embedding actions into day-to-day operations. The book also draws on leadership practices such as Nemawashi, emphasizing internal alignment, cross-functional dialogue, and incremental implementation. Its purpose is not to argue abstractly for sustainability, but to show how leaders can make it actionable, measurable, and aligned with business performance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Triple C framework turns sustainability strategy into a structured process. The book's central contribution is its Triple C framework, which gives leaders a practical sequence for moving from awareness to implementation. Confidence is about building a board-level understanding of the global and local sustainability issues that matter to the business, so leadership can identify real risks and opportunities instead of treating sustainability as a vague obligation. Commitment follows by narrowing attention to the most important issues through materiality assessment and stakeholder engagement, which helps prevent scattered or symbolic action. Consistency is the final stage where sustainability is embedded into daily operations, accountability structures, and decision-making routines. This framework is useful because it avoids the common mistake of treating sustainability as a single initiative or communications exercise. Instead, it treats it as a management discipline that needs prioritization, governance, and execution. The value of the model is its simplicity. It is designed to help leaders understand where they are in the journey and what practical step comes next. Secondly, materiality and stakeholder engagement are used to make sustainability commercially relevant. A major theme in the book is that sustainability efforts become credible only when they are tied to what matters most for the specific business. Stewart emphasizes materiality assessments as the mechanism for identifying which environmental, social, and governance issues deserve attention, rather than assuming every topic has equal importance. This matters because businesses differ widely in their exposure to climate risks, supply chain pressures, resource use, labor issues, and customer expectations. Stakeholder engagement strengthens that process by bringing in views from customers, employees, investors, and other relevant groups, ensuring that sustainability priorities are not defined in isolation by the leadership team. The book's practical value is that it helps leaders translate broad ESG language into a focused agenda that is easier to defend internally. That also makes it easier to set goals, communicate priorities, and measure outcomes. In this sense, materiality is not presented as a reporting formality, but as a strategic filter that helps the organization concentrate effort where it can create the greatest business, societal value. Thirdly, board understanding and executive alignment are treated as prerequisites for progress. The book repeatedly shows that sustainability fails when it sits outside normal governance structures. Stewart argues that leaders need board-level confidence in the issues at stake, because without executive understanding, sustainability tends to remain peripheral, underfunded, or delegated to isolated specialists. He also stresses the importance of aligning sustainability with existing business goals, rather than framing it as an add-on that competes with commercial priorities. This is where the book becomes especially relevant for executives. It gives them a logic for treating sustainability as part of strategy, risk management, and performance management. The emphasis on internal alignment also reflects the reality that sustainability decisions usually affect multiple functions at once, including operations, finance, procurement, human resources, and sales. By addressing governance early, the book helps readers see why many sustainability programs stall. The organization may agree in principle, but lacks shared ownership and clear accountability. The result is a management approach in which sustainability is expected to be understood, supported, and monitored by leadership, not simply communicated after decisions are already made. Fourthly, Nemawashi and cross-department dialogue help overcome internal resistance. One distinctive feature of the book is its use of the Japanese practice of Nemawashi, which involves informal consultation before formal proposal. Stewart uses this idea to show that sustainability change often succeeds through preparation and relationship building rather than top-down announcement alone. In practice, this means leaders should discuss proposals privately, gather feedback early, and address concerns before presenting a plan broadly. The book also highlights the need to break down organizational silos so teams can share challenges and progress across departments. This matters because sustainability typically touches multiple parts of a business at once, and isolated initiatives can fail if they are not coordinated. The argument is not simply cultural, it is operational. Cross-department dialogue improves the quality of decisions, reduces resistance, and helps the organization understand how one function's actions affect another's results. Stewart's approach recognizes that implementation depends on consensus, trust, and practical buy-in, especially in companies where sustainability is new or contested. The result is a change model that focuses on internal adoption as much as external positioning. Lastly, the book frames sustainability as a source of resilience, differentiation, and measurable business value. Rather than relying on fear-based messaging, the book encourages leaders to make the business case for sustainability using evidence, customer research, and market trends. Stewart argues that executives respond better when sustainability is linked to resilience, operational improvement, and market opportunity. The book therefore presents sustainability as a way to strengthen supply chains, respond to regulation, support customer expectations, and improve strategic positioning. It also advises leaders to define measurable KPIs, so progress can be demonstrated in language that boards and executive teams understand. This is important because many sustainability efforts lose support when their benefits are vague or delayed. By connecting sustainability to concrete indicators, the book helps move it from aspiration to management practice. The emphasis on business value also differentiates the book from more theoretical ESG titles. It does not stop at principles, but shows how to frame sustainability in commercially persuasive terms. In that sense, the book is about making sustainability actionable in a way that leadership can defend, track, and improve over time. In conclusion, this book is best suited to business leaders, founders, executives, and sustainability professionals who need a practical way to integrate ESG into strategy without getting lost in theory. It will also be useful for managers who must explain sustainability priorities to boards, coordinate across departments, or build internal support for change. Its main benefit is that it offers a clear operating logic for moving from broad sustainability intent to concrete organizational action. Readers get a structured framework, a governance-oriented view of implementation, and a language for linking sustainability to business performance. That makes it especially valuable for companies that already know sustainability matters but have struggled to embed it into normal decision-making. Compared with many books in the ESG and corporate responsibility space, this one stands out for its no-nonsense emphasis on execution, internal alignment, and measurable progress. It is less about persuading readers that sustainability is important and more about showing how to make it work inside a real business. For leaders who want a concise, practical roadmap rather than a conceptual overview, it offers a focused and usable guide. If you would like to support Lee Stewart, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.